From time of India, about half a dozen billionaires are among the 234 business leaders who are seeking extension of the retirement age, which has been fixed at 70 years under the revamped Companies Act for those serving in a listed company in an executive role. One partner of KPMG explains the new act requires a proper justification and a special resolution with 75% voting in favor to continue with executive powers beyond 70. An age limit was deemed fit since significant public capital is parked with the country's largest promoter-driven companies. This applies to those with executive functions and not independent directors.
Are these people, are they expecting the rest of us to work beyond the age of 70 or just themselves?
Just themselves.
Oh, well, that's okay. I was about to turn nasty, but I won't have to. You know, just because they're workaholics doesn't mean the rest of us are. We've got better things to do than sit in the office after our 70th birthday, haven't
yeah,
we?
I totally agree. But don't they think 70 is already very old? How long can you live? I mean, we agree that we'd rather, you know, die young at 120.
Yeah.
But who can really realize that? 70 years old is already very old in my idea.
Well, that's, you've got some funny ideas. I mean, you know, I know that in China, 50 is seen as old, but it really isn't in much of the rest of the world, you know.
Just think about it. When you are already 70 years old and you still have to go to work from 9 to 5 p.m., that's really something. Maybe those executives have easier jobs. They can earn a lot of money and they just give instructions.
Well, I mean,
but they take huge responsibilities.
Well, they thrive on... I mean, the way they got to...
They don't need to take holidays. I would rather spend my next 20 years after I'm 70 to go around the world, travel, enjoy my life.
I'll tell you something.
Do a lot of reading on my e-reader.
Don't wait till you're 70. Do it now, because you might not... I don't want to sound pessimistic, but I mean, we all assume that we've got years and years ahead of us, haven't we? I mean, if there's something that you want to do... I don't mean you specifically, us, all of us. Do it now, you know. Start to make plans to do it now.
But
don't put off your life for the future when you've retired.
That's a good advice, but they don't seem to want to retire. They're already 70
well, they're
and they don't even think about travelling yet.
This is how they made their money, though, by doing 18-hour days in the office. They like it. For them, this is relaxation. These people do not get... Well, I'm just making a massively sweeping generalisation. But, I mean, they like what they're doing. They don't go to work and watch the clock, ready to go home at 5 o'clock. You know, I don't think they get high blood pressure necessarily. They thrive on the work environment, just as we thrive on being idle and watching TV and eating takeaway food.
Oh, yeah, especially when they can just give instructions and shout, oh, you don't stay here any longer.
Yeah. What a pity we can't become billionaires by being couch
Maybe
potatoes.
I'll change my idea when I become a billionaire and become an executive of a certain board.
Yeah. Well, right. If you become a billionaire by becoming a couch potato, do let the rest of us know how you did it.
Oh, yeah, right. But just think about it. For those companies, long-term development, do you think when they have come to the age of 75 and they're still in an executive position, do you think that would be good for the company? Like, maybe they can contribute quite a lot, but there are other people, the younger people in their prime time, who might be able to contribute far more than they do.
Look, the thing is, though, that there is this mistaken assumption made that youth is better than age.
Not necessarily.
Age
better.
Brings experience. If we take a look at the recent election in the UK, an MP was elected in to make decisions about laws and the country aged 20.
I don't agree with an MP who will make a decision for the whole country half of a continent at age 20.
Well, that's what happens, you see. And people say, isn't it great that young people could do this job better? Well, no.
I will not say people of that age. Mm. It's like there are people who's in their 40s, 50s, maybe 60s. I think some people will do equally good as them.
Some will, but you see... It doesn't necessarily depend on age. It depends on talent. And
right.
That's how these people got to be
Why
billionaires.
Why don't they give other people a chance?
Because
maybe other people can do better than
them. No one gave them a chance. They went out and they went into the business environment and became billionaires. And they didn't ask for a chance. You know, they had the skills and talent to achieve that without anyone giving way to them. So if somebody is aged 20 or 40 or 50, as you said, well, they can do it too, can't they? They don't need to be given a leg up.
All right. End of discussion for this topic.
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。